Title: Naming and Color Coding for Fast Sessions from Scratch with Resampling Only Advanced. All right, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live workflow lesson for drum and bass, and we're going to obsess over two things that sound boring but they are the difference between flying and drowning: naming and color coding, and we're doing it with a strict resampling only mindset. That means, if it's good, we print it. If it's printed, we name it properly. No resampling 12. No mystery clips. No guessing what's side-chained, what's ect, what's the final. Because in fast DNB sessions, clarity beats chaos. Every time. Let's set the ground rules first. We're working at 170 to 174 BPM. Warp modes, for drum loops. Think beats mode with transient preservation so you don't smear your groove. For bass and music, avoid complex pro unless you truly need it. Raw audio often hits harder and stays cleaner. And the core habit, commit early to audio. Audio is faster to arrange, faster to edit, and it forces decisions. That's the whole point of this workflow. Now, start on a blank set. No template, but we are going to build a skeleton that feels like a template because the logic is consistent. Step 1. Create your group structure before you pick sounds. Top to bottom, make these groups. Drums, bass, music, FX, Vox, optional, prints, ref. Right away, color code those groups and keep the colors consistent forever. Here's a scheme that reads well in DNB sessions. Drums is red. Bass is purple. Music is blue. FX is orange or yellow. Vido X is green. Prince is gray. Read F is white. Now, teacher note. Don't get artistic with the colors. The whole point is that your eyes learn the language. Red means drums, instantly. Purple means bass, instantly. If you randomize colors every project, you destroy the entire benefit. Also, inside each group, use shade as a second layer of information. Dark shades for anchor elements, like kick, snare, sub. Mid shades for support, like hats and mid bass. Light shades for ear candy, like fills, stutters, one-shots. You're basically creating a visual hierarchy. What matters most loves heavier. Now let's talk naming, because this is where advanced sessions either become surgical or become a mess. You need a naming format that you don't have to think about. Pick one and commit. Here's a compact format that's super practical. Roll underscore source underscore detail underscore version. So you'll get names like Kick Punch 91 HCV1, Sair Rim Layer 200 HCV3, Bass Reese Mid GDM V5, Tops Amen Chop 16th V2, FX Riser Noise 4 Bar V1. The version number is not optional. If you resample again, the version goes up. No exceptions. That single habit prevents hours of wait which one was the good one. Now we're going to add an expansion trick that changes everything. Status tags. At the end of every printed asset name, as short status code. At raw, at edit, at mix, at FX, at OK, at old. So a real clip name might be BA phrase A8 bar GM V3 at MIX. More, DDR loop fill 2 bar 172 V2 at edit. Or the best one, something at OK, meaning approved and safe to build the arrangement from. This prevents re-auditing. You stop asking, is this the one with the transient shaping? Because the name tells you. Optional extra metadata. If you're really moving fast, bracket tags, like bracket SC for sidechain baked, bracket M for mono safe, bracket W for wide, bracket HP30 for 30 HC high pass already baked, bracket tight for precise transient edits. Example, DR tops loop 2 bar 172 V4 bracket tight bracket W at MIX. Alright, now the heart of this entire method, the Prince lane. Make a Prince group, gray, and inside it, create audio tracks like print drums, print bass, print music, print FX, print resample as a catch-all. On each of these print tracks, set audio from to resampling, set monitor to off, and you only arm them when you're printing. Quick safety setup, put a utility at the end of each print track and pull the gain down to minus 6 dB. That gives you headroom and protects you from the classic resample into clipping, and now the distortion is permanent problem. If you want, add a limiter after that, but treat it like a seatbelt, not a mixing choice. You can also add a safety EQ on the print tracks. High pass around 20 to 30 HC to catch subsonic junk that builds up during resampling. Now you're ready to build. And the rule is, build quickly in MIDI or devices, but commit to audio as modular blocks. Let's do drums first. Inside drums, make tracks named clearly. DR kick, DR snare, DR hats, DR tops loop, DR perk, and optionally, a DR drum bus inside the group. Stock device chains. Keep it simple. On kick and snare, You can use a QA to cut mud, saturator with soft clip, and a light glue compressor. You're not trying to master, you're trying to get a punchy, printable drum sound. On the drums group, drum bus can add weight and crunch, glue compressor for glue, and utility for width decisions. Remember, in drum and bass, the core drums are usually pretty centered. You can widen tops, but keep your anchor stable. Now get a two-bar loop going. Once it grooves, print it with intent. Arm print drums and record exactly two bars. Then immediately consolidate that clip and rename it. DR loop main 2 bar 172V1 at OK. Then print a variation. DR loop fill 2 bar 172V1 at OK. Teacher note, print loop chunks, not your whole song. Modular prints are what make arrangement fast. You can copy, cut, stutter, reverse, and reorder without going back to a fragile device chain. And here's a brutal punch technique. Print a transient. Duplicate your printed drum loop clip. On the duplicate, add a gate aggressively, short release, then a light saturator. Reprint that as a transient layer. Name it something unmissable. DR loop main 2 bar 172V3 transit mix. Then blend it under your main loop. This gives you snap that survives loudness later, and because it's printed, it's consistent. Now bass. Inside bass, create bass sub, bass mid, bass top. Optional. Bass bus. For sub, keep it clean. Operator sine wave, maybe tiny saturator drive, EQ if needed, and utility width at 0%. Mono sub. Always. If you do nothing else right in DNB, do that right. For mid-reese, wave-eatable or operator, then a classic motion and grit chain, auto filter for movement, saturator with soft clip, amp or overdrive for character, EQA to carve harshness, compressor if you're baking side chain before printing. And here's a discipline that keeps your mix stable. Print sub and mid separately, even if they came from the same MIDI. Print BA sub 8 bar GMV 1 bracket M at OK. And BA mid 8 bar GMV 1 at OK. Then in the audio stage, you high pass the mid so it never fights the sub. This is how you keep translation solid across different systems. Now, when you print bass, don't print a bass track. Print phrases. Jam a musical unit, 4 to 8 bars. When it bangs, you print BA phrase A8 bar GMV 1 at RAW. Then maybe you EQ and compress it, and reprint BA phrase A8 bar GMV 2 at MIX. If you do quick variants, use take counters like V1A, V1B, V1C, and only jump to V2 when it's truly a new category of idea. And if you want Neuro style grit, do the print, distort, print again loop. Start with BA source Reese 4 bar GMV 1 at RAW, then resample a distorted version. BA source Reese 4 bar GMV 1 dist at FX, then a filtered movement version. BA source Reese 4 bar GMV 1 dist filt at FX, then the final. BA source Reese 4 bar GMV 1 final at OK. That lineage means you always know what came from what. Also, pro move, after printing a bass phrase, slice to new MIDI track so you can retrigger chunks rhythmically. Name that kit clearly. BA slice kit Reese V1. Now music and Atmos. Inside music, create MU pad, MU stabs, MU Atmos, MU resample bits. Keep layers readable. Pads and Atmos are there for space and mood. Don't let them become mystery noise. Print useful bids and chord stabs. MU Atmos bid 16 bar V1 at OK. MU stab chords 8 bar GMV2 at OK. Again, modular assets. Now FX. Inside FX, create FX risers, FX impacts, FX noise, FX downsweeps. Build risers with stock tools, noise source, auto filter automation, saturator, reverb, limiter for safety. Then print them. FX riser 4 bar V1 at OK. FX impact metal V2 at OK. And whenever you create a cool transition moment with automation, don't leave it as automation. Print it as an object. TR sweep down 1 bar V1 at FX. TR verb throw snare 1 bar V2 at FX. Now transitions become drag and drop building blocks across the track. Next, arrangement navigation. So your set is readable at a glance. Go to arrangement view and add locators. 00 intro, 16 build, 33 drop 1, 65 breakdown, 81 drop 2, 113 outro. Optional but insanely useful. Clip color by section. Intros get darker shades, drops get more saturated. That way, zoomed out, you can read energy without hitting play. Even more advanced, create an error RMAP track at the very top. Drop empty MIDI clips spanning each section. colored by energy like a heat map. Now your timeline has a visible structure at all times. Now, the fast cleanup routine. This is how pros stay fast for hours. Every time you print something new, do a 30-second audit pass. Consolidate the clip so it's a readable asset. Rename it with role, length, key, version, and status tag. Set the clip color shade based on anchor, support, or ear candy. Move it into the correct group or tag it at inbox if you need a temporary holding zone. If you don't do it at creation time, you won't do it later. That's not motivational talk. That's just reality. Common mistakes to avoid. Printing without naming immediately. That's how you get resampling 12 hell. Coloring randomly so your eyes stop trusting the session. Printing full songs instead of modular phrases. No dedicated print lane, so you waste time routing constantly. Not committing base layers separately, which destroys mix control in heavy drops. And the big one, stereo sub. Don't. Now let's wrap with a mini practice sprint you can do in about 15 to 25 minutes. Create the groups and apply the color scheme, including the shade hierarchy. Make a two-bar drum loop, kick and snare anchors, hats with a little velocity movement. Print and name it. DR loop main 2 bar 172 V1 at OK. Make a simple Reese phrase, 2 to 4 notes. Add motion, bake sidechain if you're doing it. Print, BA phrase A4 bar GM V1 at OK. Arrange 16 bars. 8 bar intro with filter drums, 8 bar mini drop with full loop and bass. Then do the cleanup pass, rename anything unclear, everything printed lives in the right group, and no resampling names exist anywhere. If you can solo any group and instantly know what's happening, you've won. Final mindset, this workflow isn't about being organized for the sake of organization. It's about speed. The moment you can trust your colors and trust your names, you stop thinking about file management, and you start thinking about how to make the drop nastier. In the next session, you can level this up with an A and B bus method. Duplicate drums and bass into A and B versions, print two competing drops, and switch between them instantly with group activation. That's how you compare ideas without losing momentum. And remember, commit, label, color, move on. That's resampling only drum and bass at a professional pace.